BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has held talks with US Vice President J.D. Vance as a rift grows between the US and Europe over how to end the war in Ukraine. The prospect of a peace deal has dominated discussions at the Munich Security Conference after Donald Trump blindsided European leaders by opening negotiations with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking after the meeting, Mr. Zelensky said the right support from America was vital.
We have good conversation today, our first meeting, not last, I'm sure, and really what we need to speak more, to work more, and to prepare the plan how to stop Putin and finish the war.
Earlier, Mr. Vance shocked many delegates to the conference with a speech attacking European countries for what he called a retreat of fundamental values. He claimed those who expressed populist views were being repressed and called for a bigger role for Europe's hardline anti-migration parties. Lise Doucette is there.
He gave a lecture to the gathered delegates. Many of them were very high-level officials from European countries, and basically said the main threat to Europe is not from Russia, is not from China, it's from within. And basically excoriated them about what he said is attacks on information, on political freedoms. He accused Britain of backsliding on religious rights. And the comments afterwards, even Germany's defense minister, Boris Pistorius, said that it seemed as though the Americans want to look at Europe through the lens of autocratic regimes.
The leader of the M23 rebel forces sweeping through eastern Congo says his fighters have entered the key city of Bukavu. Corneille Nangaa said operations in the capital of South Kivu province would continue into Saturday. Temesgen Debazai reports.
The Rwandan-backed rebels are said to have faced little resistance as they entered Bukavu on Friday, ignoring international calls for a ceasefire. Earlier in the day, they seized a nearby airport. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced from their homes in recent weeks as a result of the rebel advance. The Congolese president, Felix Tshisekedi, has accused Rwanda of fueling instability in the region by backing the rebels, a claim that Rwanda has consistently denied. These latest developments come ahead of an African Union summit in Ethiopia on Saturday, where regional leaders are set to discuss the crisis.
The head of the Africa Centres for Disease Control says African leaders have agreed to increase their health budgets and taxes to create alternative funding for medical services. Dr. Jean Kaseya says the heads of state gathered for the African Union summit plan to reduce their reliance on donors following the freeze on foreign aid by the US. BBC News. Police in Ecuador have seized nearly 8 tons of cocaine and arrested 14 people as part of a large-scale crackdown on drug trafficking. Police said two alleged ringleaders of international criminal drug networks were among those detained. In total, more than 60 arrests have been made during the two-year operation. Hamas says it expects negotiations for the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal to begin early next week. Israel has yet to comment. Discussions will focus on freeing all remaining hostages and a permanent end to the war. Hamas has released the names of the three hostages that it's due to release on Saturday. Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the other Palestinian armed group in Gaza, say they have been holding these three men. They were all snatched from their homes on the 7th of October 2023, and they all lived in kibbutz near Oz in southern Israel. And Hamas has been saying it's expecting 369 Palestinian detainees to be released in exchange for these three hostages.
The civil lawsuit accusing the American rapper Jay-Z of rape has been dismissed. Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, was accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in 2000, along with fellow music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. In a post on X, Jay-Z said the lawsuit was a fictional tale without merit. Two of the world's top chess players have signed deals to join a professional competitive video games team. The announcement follows the decision to officially add chess to this summer's eSports World Cup in Saudi Arabia. Five-time world champion Magnus Carlsen and world number two Fabiana Caruana have agreed deals with the Dutch eSports club Team Liquid. BBC News.